The human brain is wired to chase what it wants, but science shows that's exactly what keeps our desires out of reach. The way we pursue our goals might be fundamentally broken.
That's such a counterintuitive idea, that chasing what we want actually pushes it away. What led you to explore this?
Well, I've been studying quantum manifestation principles, and there's fascinating research showing how our observation of reality literally shapes what manifests. The old paradigm of relentless pursuit actually creates resistance at an energetic level.
So you're saying our traditional goal-setting approaches might be working against us?
Exactly. At the quantum level, everything is energy vibrating at different frequencies. When we operate from pursuit energy, we're actually broadcasting a frequency of lack, and that creates more of the same pattern.
You know, that reminds me of research on stress hormones. When we're in that chase mode, we're flooding our system with cortisol and adrenaline, which can impair decision-making.
That's such an important connection. Our physiological state directly impacts our energetic frequency. Studies show that chronic stress actually changes our brain's neural pathways, making it harder to recognize opportunities.
So how do we shift out of that stress response and into what you might call a more receptive state?
The key is understanding what I call the mirror principle. Your external reality perfectly reflects your internal frequency. Not your conscious wishes, but your actual energetic state. Recent neuroscience backs this up. Our reticular activating system filters reality based on our dominant thoughts and emotions.
Well, that explains why, when you're car shopping, you suddenly see that model everywhere. Your brain is literally tuned to notice it.
Exactly. And here's where quantum physics gets really interesting. The act of observation actually collapses quantum possibilities into physical reality. We're not passive observers hoping for good things. We're active participants creating reality through our frequency.
That's fascinating, but how do you actually shift your frequency when your current reality seems to contradict what you want?
This is where embodiment practices come in. Research shows that your nervous system can't tell the difference between a vividly imagined experience and a real one. When you consistently practice feeling the state of having what you desire, you're literally rewiring your neural pathways.
Like athletes who use visualization to improve performance, they're creating new neural patterns before the physical achievement.
Yes. And studies show that combining visualization with embodied emotion is 40% more effective than visualization alone. It's not about pretending. It's about tuning your whole system to a new frequency.
But what about taking action? Surely we can't just sit around feeling good and expect things to happen.
Here's where we need to distinguish between inspired action and forced action. Research on flow states shows that when we're aligned, we access more creative problem-solving abilities and notice opportunities we might have missed when pushing.
That makes me think of those moments when the perfect solution just seems to appear out of nowhere.
Those moments of insight often come when we're in a relaxed, receptive state. Studies of breakthrough discoveries show they frequently happen during periods of mental ease rather than intense focus.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between intention and allowing?
Exactly. Think of it like tuning a radio. You need clear intention about the station you want, but then you have to stop the static of forcing and allow the signal to come through clearly.
How do you maintain that balance in practical terms?
Start with daily frequency calibration. Spend 10 to 15 minutes embodying your desired state. Notice how your body feels, your breathing, your thoughts. Practice this consistently and you'll develop what neuroscientists call enhanced interoceptive awareness.
That's really helpful concrete guidance. Any final thoughts on making this shift?
Remember that this isn't about reaching some perfect state. It's about developing awareness of when you've slipped into pursuit energy and practicing the shift back to alignment. The more you do this, the more natural it becomes.
And I imagine the results start showing up in unexpected ways.
That's the beauty of working with universal principles. Once you align your frequency, manifestation becomes less about forcing and more about allowing what's already seeking you to find its way in.